Proverbs, chapter 15. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a grievous word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise utters knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools gushes out folly. The eyes of Yahweh are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it is a breaking of the spirit. A fool despises his father's correction, but he who regards reproof gets prudence. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish is not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is disgusting to Yahweh, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is disgusting to Yahweh, but he loves him who follows after righteousness. There is grievous correction for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates reproof will die. Sheol and Abaddon are before Yahweh. How much more then the hearts of the sons of man? A scoffer does not love to be reproved. He will not go to the wise. A glad heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of Yahweh than great treasure and turmoil with it. Better is a dinner of herbs, where there is love, than a stalled ox and hatred with it. A wrathful man stirs up contention, but he who is slow to anger appeases strife. The way of the sluggard is as a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is made a highway. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to him who is void of wisdom, but a man of understanding makes straight his going. Where there is no counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man has joy in the answer of his mouth, and a word in due season, how good it is. To the wise the way of life goes upward, that he may depart from Sheol beneath. Yahweh will root up the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Evil devices are disgusting to Yahweh, but pleasant words are pure. He who is greedy of gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked gushes out evil things. Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and good news make the bones fat. The ear that hearkens to the reproof of life will reside among the wise. He who refuses correction despises his own soul, but he who hearkens to reproof gets understanding. The fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor goes humility.